Hey, it's Sarah and Megan with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about traveling to big cities with small kids, which can be a little overwhelming.
It can be, but it's totally worth it, and it doesn't have to be as stressful as it seems. So my first tip is to invest in a good umbrella stroller, which you may use up until your kid's 3, 4, or 5 years old in a big city. I suffered for years with those cheapo versions. They don't turn corners easily, and they don't have like basic add-ons like a sunshade or a storage basket. And then I found that even some of the more expensive travel strollers really weren't as expensive as those big travel systems that do everything. And they were able to like navigate over cracks in the sidewalk and get through revolving doors easily. Once I invested in a good umbrella stroller, I honestly never used anything else again. So it was totally worth the investment.
Yeah. And just like you say, you may only get it up a couple times a year for those older preschoolers, but every time you do, you'll be so happy to have a decent one. I totally
agree.
Absolutely. So my tip is to look up local parenting blogs or websites run by local moms before you visit a new city for great roundups of kid-friendly places and ways to get around with your little ones in the city. I found that traditional tourism sites and books don't really always give you the info you need, and the mom blogs will. They're up to date. They're kept up to date. They often feature local events and deals you might not find elsewhere, and you can really trust that mom-to-mom info. So I've relied on that a whole lot before traveling to a new city.
That's a great tip. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Megan and Sarah of the Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.